Everything Elizabeth had ever learned came together at Tilbury. Charisma in a costume, the shellburst of oratory, and perhaps most important, what all mothers know instinctively, that there's no substitute for being there. And there, on August the 8th and 9th, she certainly was, arriving in a gilded coach, escorted by 2,000 ecstatic troops. And what she produced for the expectant crowds was pure gold. The first great speech by a queen recorded in history. This is where the real event of 1588 happened, not out on the high seas, but on the soapbox at Tilbury.
My loving people, I come among you not for my recreation and disport, but being resolved in the midst of the heat of the battle to live and die amongst you all. To lay down for God and my kingdom and for my people, my honor and blood, even in the dust. I know I have the body of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and a king of England too, and think foul scorn that Spain or any prince of Europe should dare invade the borders of my realm, to which rather dishonor I myself will take up arms.